You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
When we told Al we're going to be on camera, Al just let it, he's like, you know what, I'm growing the flow. And so it's like eventually Al's going to have like a full-on, like, are you going to get a perm soon, Al?
I'll tell you, if I could tell you that I spent 10 seconds thinking about my hair this summer, I'd be lying. The bottom line is I keep meaning to make a hair appointment, but I don't. But it is the longest it's been in some time. And honest to God, it's a bit of a problem. But at this point now, I feel like maybe I just grow it out. I'm at a point in my life where who's going to stop me, right? You know?
Hey, Al, I love it, man. If you got it, grow it. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, I think all that hair, if it stays inside, then my brain gets confused. But if I grow it out, then my brain's fine.
But Al, here's what I want, though. Promise me by October on opening night, you'll do one show where you'll have your hair back like in a ponytail, right? Just one show. Got the long locks, just one show in October, opening night. It'll be sick. Be unreal. Done. I'll tell you, the kids would love it on YouTube. They'll love it watching it. So it'll be fantastic.
Are you going to grow your hair out again, Greger? That was something to see.
No one wants to see that. Trust me. That was a bad. I took it and I owned it. God, I hated it. Like the worst. The other day, and the worst part is because my wife has a few pictures of it. So randomly she'll just send me one and just, God. So like the overhead view was so awful. Like, oh
my God.
God, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
There's nothing like a great troll from the one you love.
You're listening to Jason. Love it. So, but I do have a few rebound ones to send back. So it's always good. You just got to wait. Al, we had David Tomasic on the show earlier, and I really enjoyed the interview with him. Well-spoken guy, you know, talked pretty openly about what he brings as a player and, you know, why this was the right time. And, you know, talked a lot about the relationship with Stan Bowman. And then, of course, the opportunity to play in Edmonton with McDavid or Drysdale potentially. But he also was very common to, hey, man, at the World Championships, I played in a bottom six role. And afterwards, he said that's when he actually got more offers from NHL teams. So he can definitely, he feel like he's got a one-timer. If he wants to play in the top six, he can, but he also play in the bottom six. He's 6'2", 210, Al. And I was looking up and down, like, the Oilers don't have many big wingers.
Yeah, we talk about things and then we forget about them. But I remember when Stan Bowman was hired, I read like a pile of stuff about his time in Chicago. And one of them was that he could uncover talent from Europe and not just like the top end, the bread man and all that, but guys who could really like play and contribute in various different roles. And Chicago, they really increased the quality and depth of their roster in doing that. So when they hired, when they made the signings they did today or this summer, I was interested in Lepinen, obviously, the big man we're talking about. That was pretty interesting. There's a guy, Viljami Marhala, I think his name is, from Finland. I don't know, much about any of these guys, but they look like they can play, and they're from a, no disrespect to Ken Holland, but this feels a little bit more substantial than Gaetan Haas and Joachim Nygaard. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think these guys can play at a little higher level, or at least might be able to compete a little stronger for roles on the NHL team, maybe in the top nine.
Gaetan Haas could still surprise you, LT.
Well, yeah. I mean, is he still playing?
Might play his way on. I was just looking up Martin Marincin. That was the one guy I remember you put, and you're like, Martin Marincin's the future. I'm like, okay, if LT says so. And I'm looking. He had a good career, like 227 games.
What I loved about him was giant, and he could play right defense. And what I'll always remember, I went to a Boston Bruins Oilers game, and it went to like, I don't know, 15 shootouts. And finally they went, okay, well just put Marincin in there. We'll let him. And he flubbed the shot and he scored and he scored the shootout. It was the wildest damn game. But I've been wrong on a few prospects. I'll admit.
Well, that's okay. who do you look at for the prospects this year, LT, with the last 8-game preseason? Like, who have you got your eye on that might impress us?
Well, I mean, obviously the two big guys, I'm very interested in them. Right now, there's a big goalie named Samuel Johnson from Sweden. I think he's going to play in Bakersfield, but I think he had a really good year here, and that's a guy that maybe people can look at. I think Bo Akey, the worry I have about Bo Akey is he's not very big, and he can skate really well, but I think this team, they want puck movers, and Akey is that guy. But I think they want puck movers maybe the size of Alec Regula, who's a bigger player. So we'll see. But that's a guy people can look at because he can wheel. Bo Akey can fly.
Yeah, oh, no, he can really skate, right? And, you know, he'll need some time in the minors, no question, which is totally fine. And that's really where he should be. But, both Spec and myself are kind of in agreement. And we heard it from Zach Hyman himself first, but after talking to some other people, like Hyman said, I'm hoping already for opening night. He hasn't shot a puck yet. I don't think he's going to be ready. Like, we're talking a month away, right? Now, he might only miss a week. We'll see. But who do you think is the best candidate to start the season as the placeholder for Zach Hyman on McDavid's right wing?
Boy, that is tough. Man, because let's run through the list. We've got Savoy, who's a rookie. Howard, who's a rookie, but more of a left winger. Kasperi Kapanen. We just talked about him, but Tomasek is a bigger guy. Maybe you see a little bit of him in preseason.
Yes.
You like that one?
Yes. A lot, actually. Right? Like he's an option. Like there's Matt Savoy, there's Mangiapane, like those are kind of the guys. But you know, when I just look at, you know, size and everything else, and if people think, and who knows, like I guess it depends who's playing the left wing, but you know, Tomasek, like there would be a great opportunity for a guy who was a scorer over in Europe. Hey, let's try it. I know, you know, a week's maybe not enough anyway, but it would be something to consider for sure.
Yeah, and the you know, going back to Bowman, but he's a guy who when he signs these guys, I just feel like they if you go back and look at what happened in Chicago, they didn't have any problem putting him into roles that they contributed right away. They made the team, and I think part of that is attitude, where you're maybe, you know, you're looking at a player and saying, okay, what can he do? And you know, if there's an opportunity for a couple of weeks or whatever with Hyman out, and you really feel like you want to play Savoy and Howard maybe a little farther down than the top line, maybe Tomasek is the guy that ends up doing that. It's not a terrible idea to start him at least a little bit here in the preseason anyway.
Al Mitchell, aka Low Tide, joins us. LT, let's switch over to the Green and Gold. Of course, they're hosting the Stampeders on Saturday, 5 o'clock. The you know, I got some bad news on the defensive side. Serezna and Morgan are both out for put on the sixth game. And, you know, Serezna doesn't sound like he's even going to come back this season, unfortunately. But you look at kind of how they played against Calgary. Defensively, they did a lot of things well at times. They still don't get the sacks they would like. But was that a missed opportunity? Because I just don't know if Vernon Adams and Calgary's offense is going to play that poorly again. You know, what are your expectations for Edmonton? Was that the game they kind of missed the boat?
Well, I think that they a few things happened. They were in it, and they could not take advantage. They couldn't capitalize. And then the big run back for a touchdown, and now you're really playing catch up. And this is a team that you know, maybe isn't as their confidence is a little more fragile. And you know, Calgary's a hell of a football team. So I think maybe you could look at it as an opportunity missed. But I also think that you know, if you're the coach, you can probably say, hey, we hung with those guys for a time. And you know, as much as their offense struggled, their defense was good. Sometimes I wonder about just maybe about the play selection is getting a little bit better, but I think the Elks might be a little bit too predictable. And I'd like to see them try some different things offensively. And that's where I would start. I would start maybe just being a little less traditional on the offensive side. And you know, the defense has been, you know, Elks fans have been waiting for the defense to play well. I thought they played pretty well, certainly in the last 4 or 5 weeks. Maybe that'll continue. But I think you need, a little, especially early, a little more spark, and maybe you get it from one of those plays that nobody expects.
I just ran the numbers on Martin Marincin, LT, and ChatGPT says he's in the 85th percentile among NHL draft picks, reflecting his durability and his longevity in the NHL. So you were right on Martin Marincin.
He could play right side, and he was giant. The thing about Martin Marincin is that he was part of that 2010 draft, and I swear to you, I really thought they were going to be great. They did get Brandon Davidson out of it late, and obviously they got Taylor Hall, who is a wonderful player. But you know, Davidson got hurt. He was Matthew Tkachuk dragged him a little bit behind the net, and then Dustin Byfuglien, I don't even think he saw Davidson, and he just creamed him. Oh. And they had some bad luck there. And a few, you know, Connor Pitlick was injured all the time. But I always cheered for Marincin. I always thought that he was a guy who, if he could just, you know, find a job and settle in, that he might have a career. And he did have a bit of a career, but I was expecting more from him.
85th percentile. Brandon Davidson, I know for a fact, won his championship in the Czech League this year and got married. So everything turned out for
nice.
Everybody. Yep.
Listen, look at you, mister. I mean,
know.
You're like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous for the Oilers.
Oh, buddy. Hey, any of the off-ice stuff, he's all over it. It's what he needs. It's definitely what he needs. Al, have yourself an awesome weekend. We will chat with you on Monday and recap what could be a very entertaining weekend in football and tennis and baseball. Jay's
Love
off
it.
To a great start. It should be awesome.
Go Chargers. Go Connor.